Let's see. Check, 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 check. I'm going to be fine. Donald, give me some.
One, two, three, four.
Yeah, he's great. Okay. Andy, check, check. Orange,
bananas, and why don't you just like, why don't you just like.
Is there an on switch on that?
No.
Yeah, yes, like, okay, hit me now, son.
All right, orange bananas and purple grapefruits.
Please include this in the episode.
I'm recording, but.
Why don't you like mark off.
Who's who?
Yeah.
I forget.
Okay. Good shit.
Yeah, Andy, keep spitting that hot fire real quick for me.
Should I ask Reddit questions?
I cannot entertain any Twitter ideas because I don't participate. That was more for Josh. I figured, but I was just providing my sample of my voice.
Shit. All right. Well, this is going to be a sad one. Get straight to it.
Are we starting? You want me to ask Reddit questions?
Here in a second. What?
You want me to ask Reddit questions?
You think, will enough people see it in like 20 minutes before we get to questions?
Like, what's y'all's normal timeline?
It usually takes us like 45 minutes to get into it.
Yeah, I always assume that they're going to be like short, and they always end up being like an hour and, you know, 15 minutes, whatever they end up being.
They haven't posted like a post-game thread, and I don't know if they are. So I don't really want to ask. Plus, my arch nemesis is on there.
Fast Eddie. I'll edit that out. I don't want to.
No, keep it in there.
I don't, dude. No, I'm scared of him. I don't fuck with the mods. You're the one that fucks with the mods. You guys ready? You want to get to it?
Yeah, you can start.
Coming in not so hot tonight. Recording live from Studio 69, Donald's apartment. Instant reaction to a really frustrating 2-0 loss to Atlanta United. It's Paradise Pod. Don, what's going on?
Not much, man.
More importantly than Donald, who cares? You know, same old, you know, you get Donald every week, but we have an oh-so-special guest for you this week. Truly a treat for all of us. Already...
He hasn't been sending us questions lately, so people might have missed
already him. A fan fave. Already a part of the Paradise Pod lexicon. You'll know him from everyone's favorite segment, Andy's Question Corner. It's Andy!
Hello,
what's
audience?
Up, buddy? How are you doing, man?
I'm doing well. This has been my first match that I've been able to watch real time, so
yes.
I'm terribly excited to get started.
Well, we can get straight to it. Yeah, I mean, so you, for whatever reason, had to miss both of the Dallas matches, so this
Correct.
Is your first taste of Nashville SC. Andy was like a USL guy. He went to all those games with us and you know, was at the home opener against Atlanta and stuff. Are you a season ticket holder?
Yep.
Yeah, anyways, but he missed the Dallas game, so this is your... first impression of the team after the restart. How did it feel to see them?
I was very impressed with our energy overall. I wish our speed could have been a little nip higher.
Yeah, we looked slow again, didn't we?
Yeah, don't get me started on that.
Well, it was something that in the first couple of games, I think that the attack seemed a little bit stifled, and you couldn't exactly figure out why. And I think now we're starting to diagnose that problem a little bit. They're not pacey for sure.
They look. And I guess we can let Andy finish.
Yeah, sorry, you can finish. Yeah. By the way, this is how we crank out an hour of shit every week. Is just if you have a thought in your head, just interrupt whoever's talking, and usually, like, you know, 75% of the time, we'll make our way back to the original point. No, I'm sorry, but yeah. So.
They
did look slow, I thought.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we were able to maintain sustained pressure, though. I'd say throughout. I'd say we were the stronger team 75% of the match. Unfortunately, Atlanta capitalized on a couple counterattacks.
Yeah.
And I'm excited for our play so far. I know we haven't had all the results we've dreamed, but I'm a happy camper so far.
That makes sense. You know, I guess, you know, you don't I feel sort of shitty right now, and you seem a little bit more encouraged. But I guess that makes sense with you having not watched the Dallas matches. I think a lot of us left, especially that second match, really expecting to sort of kick on now. I mean,
I will say, knowing Andy for what, 4 years now,
is he? Are you kind of a happy clapper? What type of fan are you? It's I'm already getting the impression that you're a little bit like, it's all going to be all right, which is good. You need some of that, especially to counter out us who are like constant rain clouds, especially Donald.
Yeah. No, I would definitely classify myself as an optimist. But no, we're a young team. Like, I have lofty expectations for the team as a whole. But we're young. We're new. We, missed out on the tournament in Orlando. So we have not played outside of a couple scrimmages, against other players. So... I think that is a key to our development.
Yeah, I do wonder if he's benefiting from not watching the Dallas games.
That was what I was sort of feeling that, yeah.
Kind of going into this with, no expectation. He knows that we took 4 points out of six from Dallas, but he didn't see how we played. Yeah. And I will say, every game we've gradually offensively gotten better. At least it looked like it looks like we're better. We're not finishing.
I would have said that perhaps up until tonight.
Even tonight, I do think that, when you get into, the final third outside, the last 18 yards, I feel like we look way better from, the half line to, the 18-yard box. But once we get in the 18-yard box, it seems like, to me, everyone gets confused as shit.
We knew what we were doing to press up midfield. Yeah, execution, we just...
Yeah. Early on, it's... Yeah, I think there was,
outside of early on, I do, there was a lot of missed passes early on.
There was a high press early on, and yeah. I think people get the impression because we have such low possession numbers that we are a real sit deep team. But there are definitely if a certain thing happens, I don't think the lay fan is probably smart enough to understand it. But a lot of teams, this is how they press. It's not a constant all out gegenpress. It's a certain thing will trigger the press.
Yeah.
And I think there were a couple of things early on in the match that triggered that press, which gave you the impression okay, this is going to be a pretty high pressing. Yeah. Which we're never going to do that for a full game. I don't think we need to.
So does that draw into question possible possession times overall?
Well, I mean, that's a fair question. Is it time to perhaps to start trying to hold on to the ball a little bit longer?
Or I feel like that may be it.
That would require us to be more dedicated a little bit to that press, because we will eventually, if we don't end up with the ball out of this pressing situation. And this is why we do have such low possession numbers, is we will drop back then.
Correct.
And say, okay, now we're in the shape to defend. And I think tonight, Baji was the outlet. I don't mind playing direct through a guy like that. And I thought he was the best player on the field for us, probably, in my book. But, that's a fair question. Is it time for the team to maybe say, okay, how can we hold on to the ball a little bit and increase the amount of time that we have on the ball? Because, They looked sloppy on the counter. All those counterattacking opportunities sputtered out early on. And maybe I'm projecting onto the team, but the first 30 minutes, a lot of those counters, they just kind of sputtered off. I mean, I'm sorry, Randall Leal on a lot of them, he stopped the counter in its tracks.
Watch it, man.
Just with the bad touch. I'm just saying. I'm not a hater.
Atlanta luck.
But when you, sorry, just to wrap up my point, maybe I'm projecting, but no, that sort of took the wind out of my sails, and I think it kind of took the wind out of their sails. I mean, Baji is getting frustrated then. They're not seeing him in the way that he feels like he should have been seen in some of the runs he was making. I don't know. Sorry.
Yeah.
His explosiveness was exciting to watch. Unfortunately, we just weren't able to find the outlet.
This may have been the first time you've seen Baji. I don't remember if he played the first two games.
Correct.
But I did have an original point earlier that, I do think I'm blinded. The fact that we don't have a lot of possession, that when we do get the ball, how direct and aggressive we are, that it does come off as we're better offensively, even though the chances may not be there. Cause when they get the 18-yard box, they're not doing anything.
And I think what maybe tonight shows you a little bit is a counterattack is not a band-aid solution for not having a cohesive attack, being cohesive in the final third. Baji and the guys behind him did not look connected. They looked like he was expecting the ball to be maybe between the center backs, and they were trying to send him wide into the channel and stuff like that. And it's you can't just counter and expect that, you still have to have attacking combinations and guys looking for each other in the ways that are like planned out ahead of time, regardless of if you're planning to create your chances off of counters or if you're planning to create your chances off of having possession and a little bit more controlled buildup.
Yeah, it looked like the better chances we had were like long balls to Baji and not like...
I just almost tried to take a sip out of my microphone there.
Yeah, I think our better chances were like long balls to Baji and not really much like from Mukhtar, Liao, or Alistair.
Yeah, you commented, Andy, on Alistair Johnson. Since you didn't catch the Dallas games, this was your first introduction to him, and I think you said that you thought he looked good or you were impressed.
Yeah, I didn't think he was gonna even be on the team.
He actually played better in the last game where he was man of the match, obviously, but
like,
you
like
still
I felt he, you know, made an impact, you know, throughout, you know, his 62-63 minutes. I liked his pace. He was you know, very fast.
I don't want to go that far.
compared to the rest of our team.
I think that when you're comparing it to like Mukhtar and Liao, he's probably faster.
Yeah,
you know, and I, you know, I think I know, obviously he's young, but he's also new to the team because, you know, he was loaned out earlier on. So,
don't
you know,
fact check us on that. But I think
were you
he was
looking
loaned
at me to fact check?
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure he's loaned out to start the season, and then after COVID, they recalled everyone. Yeah.
Well, we should have looked that up. You said that like an hour ago. You had plenty of time to look that up.
That's true. I did. I know. You, like Jack Meyer was loaned out and Hackenson was loaned out. Mm-hmm. I think Johnston was as well. But.
Well, to get back to the point of like counterattacking doesn't cover up like not having an attacking plan. I think one thing kind of in the vein of counterattacks, I mean, what we got beat by were two goals by Pity Martinez that were in and you guys disagreed with me during the game, so I'm curious to revisit this and maybe we'll have to watch the replays to see, but it looked like two Walker Zimmerman mistakes led to the counterattack goals that Pity Martinez put away in, you know, $17 million player fashion. Like, that's what that buys you is like,
did you look that up?
If your team has one chance, they were saying on the broadcast, but if your team is going to have two chances, if you're just going to counter like that, you need a guy like that or like a Josef Martinez that is just quality on those one or two chances. Mm-hmm. That's that little bit extra we don't have along the forward line right now, although I think Baji played well again, and Baji got failed by the guys behind him today.
And
I really thought.
I'm curious if like, and we'll, I guess we'll, as more games go on, but Baji's fast and I think we notice that, but I don't know how clinical he is and like how much of a good scorer
he's not getting. He's not getting service. He's not getting chances.
Yeah.
So he's up there banging. He's running into channels. He gave it all.
He's
tonight.
Playing smart. It just the
playing hard.
Again, I thought he did well. Just something to bring up that like he's fast, and I think we noticed that because no one else is fast on that front four.
Yeah.
That like we feel like, oh, he's getting these chances because he's like one on one.
Is Baji getting a bunch of shooting chances? I didn't see him getting.
He's not. But is that?
But he
I don't know because Rios came on immediately and had a good chance.
He seems like he's more there to be physical, to be an outlet. Mm-hmm.
So is that like Rios came on immediately and had a good chance?
I've been
is
saying
that
this.
Rios?
I would like to see pretty much what we saw tonight, even though obviously it didn't work out. But like I think Baji going on and running really hard and being physical and not being like a guy that's just going to camp out in the box and try to put away chances for like 65 minutes, and then Rios comes on and hopefully puts one away. I don't mind that type of strategy, but. I don't know. The forwards, you know, Baji versus Rios versus maybe that Dunlady, who we haven't seen a ton of, continues to be like everyone has their own choice. What do you want to see in the striker position, Andy?
So I don't know. Maybe I'm just, you know, being extra patient. I've been a Predators fan for at least, you know, a serious fan probably the last 8 years, season ticket holder, 7 years.
Yeah.
Like I love how the Preds established themselves as a solid defensive team, and that just coordinated and became just all around talented hockey. You know,
you
it
can
was
set
just,
that as a foundation and
yes.
build.
So
that, yeah.
You know, I do not follow the Titans, but if Nashville SC's imprint is to have that sort of foundational.
It's more about. It's not really about the striker. The striker sort of.
I know we have one extra DP spot open. You know, I would love a talented up and comer. To fill that void. But
you're definitely not alone in that. I think that's sort of the answer that most people would say. If if they really spoke the truth, they'd be like, I think our answer at the striker position is not on the roster right now, perhaps.
Not to pause the pod. Does this look good?
You have paused the pod, but it's okay. Donald's throwing me his phone.
We're trying to get on Reddit, but I'm worried about my arch nemesis, who I now claim as my arch nemesis. Hey, we grabbed
one too, Andy. Thank you.
And I hope Josh keeps us in, but Fast Eddie.
Fast Eddie, what did he say?
I'm eyeing you. He hasn't said anything.
Nashville falls to Atlanta after 2 goals from Pete Martinez.
No, I'm asking, is that question good?
Excuse me. Yeah, I don't know. Try it. Not, okay. Yeah, Donald Hopefully. Said not to spam, but recording a podcast tonight. If anyone has some post-game questions. You said and post-game questions, though.
Hey,
post-game. Thank you.
Look, Fast Eddie, if you're listening, I don't want to be your nemesis, but I will take you on.
Donald has once again picked a fight with the mods. You can't, dude. I'm always been on the side of
all the mods because I think
I'm a mod licker. I'm a bootlicker for mods.
I think Davey's. I think
the
Davey,
mods are great.
Huh? Yeah. Do you want a cusser?
Yes. Yeah.
The mods have never done anything wrong. Thank you. Okay, Andy. I've been making this point for. Don't use that book. I gave that book to Donald. Donald's coasters do not have the appearance of coasters. They're too small. It doesn't make you think so coaster immediately, does it?
It's a hockey puck cut up into 4 slices, so they're like four coasters.
I'm just saying it doesn't – you'll be like, oh, there's a coaster right there, and I'll be like, sorry, I didn't fucking know it was a coaster.
Yeah, the hockey puck, man.
Whatever.
Where were we?
I don't know.
Anyways, Fast Eddie, look, man, I want to be a friend.
Donald's trying to spam the Reddit with questions and self-promotion for the podcast.
But – don't get on my bad side.
Fast
I'm head. Coming
Fast
at you.
Fast Eddie's going to fuck you up, dude.
why we are trying to gain exposure for the podcast, is there any sponsors for today's?
Is he running? Is he hosting now?
No, I was looking. So I will solicit ad reads from our high dollar sponsors that we all know and love. But I didn't write any recently. I mean, I didn't solicit any recently from the sponsors. I certainly don't write those. But you do get 100% of the advertising revenue when you guest on the pod, Andy.
Oh, fantastic.
So you're going to walk out of here with a big fat check, a big like Happy Gilmore diet check.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
It's all in the hits.
So Pete Martinez put us away with 2 goals. What do you make of him as a player?
As a player.
Yeah, I mean, like.
He seems good, I guess, out of the 2 Atlanta games I've ever watched.
I mean, he put us away.
He executed.
Yeah. That's
first goal, obviously on Zimmerman. That one I do agree with you on. The second goal, one, I think Joe should have had it. I don't know why you go, like, use one hand on that, but whatever. Mm. But yeah, I mean, Zimmerman's a defender, he's up there. You can't expect him to be like world class, like technique. If he loses the ball, like it sucks. But I don't know, like that's not his
mostly
role.
It's the right and left backs being so far up. So a center back having to recoil, get back in the box. I mean that.
Yeah.
You know.
When Zimmerman lost the ball there,
I thought he did worse on like coming back and defending the shot more than like him losing the ball. Like I fought him more.
Well,
at that.
So the first goal, Zimmerman lets Martinez come in, which I guess he's left footed, so he cuts it on his right. Maybe he's trying to put him on his weaker foot, but I still think you got to make the striker go outside there, show him outside. And then the second goal, why was Zimmerman? I need to watch a replay. Maybe I'm being harsh. It seems like he was up there in a right back position and coughed up the ball. And then they had 2-on-1 and they just couldn't stop it.
He had 2-on-1, but Zimmerman still came up. Like he was defending the shot. He defended the shot. So he came back up. Like he came back and got his position on defense. And that's where I think I fought him more on like.
Once he got back,
more. And didn't defend the shot as good as like him losing the ball, which like, it's, if you're a defender, like you're probably gonna lose the ball, man.
I don't want to be hot takey, but Dave Romney has been better this season than Walker Zimmerman.
I don't think that's a hot take. Dave Romney has been really good. I don't think that's a hot take. As much as I like Zimmerman, I think you're biased against Zimmerman.
With the games that you have seen, Andy, who are the guys that you like really look forward to watching on this team? Are you like a What do you make of the McCarty Godoy?
I was going to bring up McCarty.
Yeah,
I
thought he played well today.
He played smart,
one of a
yes.
few that gets some credit from this
he
game.
He had
I think.
Just two or three
Huh?
I said, let him answer.
Sorry. You're right.
He came real close. He was, you know, just like maybe, you know, six yards out from the box. And, yeah, like, he made two or three, you know, nice little passes and plays. And I like it. He's, you know, just calm, cool, collected.
We're lucky to have a guy like that.
I haven't seen him lose his head in any position. I you know, I applaud him as captain.
Yeah, true.
You know, he might – like, I think – oh, sorry, I'll start. I'm relatively new to MLS. I've enjoyed it for a long time. But I realize that it's a special occasion of how many games he's played in.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think he might not be the most, like, name, you know, game changer type of player, but that's fine. But he's got a legacy and he is consistent with what he knows.
Yeah.
And he executes his position well.
Yeah. You can feel the calm that I think his, like, experience brings, and I don't worry about him. He will make the correct, you know, tactical foul. Mm-hmm. He's just a pro. And
yeah.
Like, yeah, I mean, I don't know if MLS has like a Hall of Fame, but he's like an MLS Hall of Fame, you know, type of guy that he's made some really good teams better over the course of his time in the league. Like, and it's, you know, I said when you were talking about McCarty, you like him. I think that I said we're lucky to have a guy like that, but it's smart squad building is what it is. They went and were like, we need a Dax McCarty type guy with that MLS experience.
Sorry, Donald.
what?
With the Preds acquiring Mike Fisher, from Ottawa.
Like,
I think that's a nice correlation.
I was trying to – Andy's a big Preds fan, like huge Preds fan. Season 303, if you guys ever want to hang out with him.
Are you in the cell?
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of Preds as someone, because he is someone that's like, he's not going to like impress you on like the score sheet, but like he's such like a steady rock, especially in like the mid.
Dependable.
Yeah. Like, and I was trying to think of someone for the Preds because obviously Andy likes him. Like, but yeah, Mike Fisher's a really good example of that, of someone. And he was a little bit better offensively, but it's hockey, so whatever. But yeah, just a really dependable guy.
Yeah.
And a really good captain to have. So
I mean, I'm totally fine with, you know, using a spot on a roster for such character.
Yeah.
You know,
it doesn't show up on the stat sheet always what a guy like that does, but clearly
it's the intangibles.
He's really funny.
When you if he wasn't there, I think he glues it all together along with Godoy,
damn,
who I love. Annabelle
Someone
Godoy.
Downloaded my Reddit post.
What does that mean to download a Reddit?
Downvote.
Oh, you got downvoted?
Yeah, I got downvoted.
I don't like that you can't see people's upvotes.
Yeah.
We're
at zero now, and I upvoted it. So it was probably Fast Eddie.
He hates you.
So what's the story with this Fast Eddie?
I think I don't want to make this too big of a thing.
So, and I will, yeah.
We didn't understand the rules of Reddit. Do you Reddit? Are you a Redditor at all?
No.
We'll get into this again.
I understand it, though.
You should have listened to the previous pods, which you're on quite a bit.
Andy's question corner always features, dude.
Except for the last couple, he isn't fucking asking questions.
Yeah,
I do apologize.
But
do you remember some of the questions we were talking about earlier, whatever they were? We'll do a live Andy's question corner if you can remember.
The issue was, so I was posting on there about like questions for the podcast, posting our podcast when we post it, and you're not supposed to like, unless you're like actually contributing to the Reddit subreddit.
You can't just self-promote.
You just can't self-promote. So, like, that was the issue, and I didn't know that, and I rightfully was like, all right, my bad, man.
Yeah.
Like, chill the fuck out, though. Yeah, I was like, just chill out, chill the fuck out, man. Like, I didn't know, my bad. But ever since then, I've been, like, scared to post on Reddit because I'm, like, worried anything I post is just going to get us kicked.
I'm sure there's an FAQ, you know, or just, you know.
Fast Eddie is the law. I think we did accidentally just do self-promotion because this is like if you're a member of the community and you want to promote something you're doing, that's fine, but don't just create an account to be like, hey, check out my podcast, which is literally what we did.
I'll shout them out early.
When we do get shared on Reddit, though, a lot more people listen.
we do get more listen. So.
We don't care, but...
Which sucks because my favorite guest or person of the pod is Toilet Soup.
Yeah.
And we haven't been able to talk to him much.
I know.
And we'll shout him out early, Toilet Soup.
Yeah. He likes getting shouted out. Nashville, my boy, too. I'm more of a Nashville guy. You're more of a Toilet Soup guy.
Yeah.
But What can you do? Anyways, back to this shit show of a game. It's telling that we really don't want to talk too much about. I mean, I just word for me to sum this game up is just frustrating. Especially the first 30 minutes, I was so fucking frustrated. And I don't want to be a hater, but I want to talk about Randall Leal. And let's say one thing, and then I'll leave it to you guys. He had a poor game, and previously to tonight, he's been a little bit frustrating, but you could see flashes. But tonight he just had a bad game. I'm not hating on him, but I mean, we were talking last week after this performance. It was like, if we continue to see this, if this doesn't go up a level, we might say, yeah, this isn't what this team needs Randall Leal to be for us to be really good. And then he came out and had his worst game tonight. And I mean, how are you feeling about Randall Leal out there tonight?
All right. So, one, I'll give him praise, and I think still defensively he's a lot better than we thought. I think that showed a little bit today. He got back quite a bit and was really good defensively. But yeah, no, I agree. I think like two noticeable, like within the first 15 minutes, two noticeable passes were really bad.
Killed the counter.
Killed the counter. Doesn't have as much pace as I would like. And like once you give him the ball, it's almost like he's basically holding up play. And then I think he only had like one shot outside the 18-yard box today, which...
Are we being harsh? Bring us back to that happy place, Andy. Are we being harsh on Randall Leal?
I'm not.
I was definitely frustrated with some of his plays. I'm still, I guess, trying to adapt to our style of play and adapting to team culture just because I'm less experienced. But, you know, curious, could that just be a move by the coach? For conditioning reasons, we're playing every 3 or 4 days. You know, it's still, you know, decently warm outside. Is it just, you know, to rotate the squad, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's true. These guys, Mukhtar, Leal, who are the guys that have started every game so far? Zimmerman, Romney, Lovitz.
I'm sure McCarthy.
Leal, Mukhtar.
Willis.
Jackson, Godoy.
Now, obviously, they've had a long break, but that's three games in a row now in quick succession that they've played.
I mean, they had a 5-month
break.
How would you
feel about...
That does nothing during the season. No, yeah,
so if we play again on Wednesday, and we'll preview the Orlando game in a little bit, but how would you feel if you saw a roster without Hani Mukhtar or Randall Leal? Would you be nervous? Would
I
you be excited?
I still think there are best options in those spots, which... Kind of sucks.
What
to
if
say.
He's just? What if Gary Smith just came out and said, "I'm rotating, and you're not going to see these guys until they come off the bench tonight"?
So I'd understand it from like a like manager level, like you want to mix things up and see what other players can do. But I still think Mukhtar as far as in that 10 spot is way better than Daniel Jones and
Derek Jones.
Where am I going, Daniel? Rios.
I would like to see Daniel Jones
in
there.
Jones.
Isn't that the Giants quarterback?
Yeah. For the Giants, yeah. And then...
We'll see how he does against Jadeveon Clowney from our conversation last week.
Yeah. And then I don't even know who would play... Replace Leal.
Yeah, I mean...
Taylor Washington's done it the last two
Taylor
games,
Washington
but...
continues to sub on as a winger, as an inverted right winger tonight.
Yeah. And we can get into the subs later, but...
We should get into it now, I guess. So what were the subs? First one was a com
for Alistair.
For what?
Alistair.
For Johnston. And we were actually hoping a little bit that we might see Johnston move into the right back position, but instead it was Anibaba subbed off. No, I'm sorry. It wasn't Anibaba. It was Johnston subbed off and Akam, who couldn't produce the super sub magic that we saw from him in Dallas. What were our next substitutions after that?
Who'd you say?
Who were our subs?
Who were the ones that you mentioned?
That we brought on?
Yeah.
Johnston came off for Akam and then...
It was Dunlady for
Dunlady and the two forwards. So we changed
Dunlady
the two
and
forward
Baji,
positions.
And then Mukhtar and Rios.
So Rios and Dunlady came up as a front two, okay. Which we did. You guys remember right after the subs, we were like, all right, this is a little bit more direct.
Yes. Rios was in the box in like the first 90
took
seconds.
Took a shot early.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rios had a really good chance starting off. I still like, again, and I would have, I get why he didn't change the lineup because. We played really, really well like that second game against Dallas.
This was the lineup we asked for.
This was the lineup you asked for. But, again, I still would have done, like, Alistair in the right back and a comm in the right wing.
So I guess this sort of leads nicely into the preview of the Orlando game, which we could get into. Is there anything else you guys feel like you need to get off your chest about this game against Atlanta I thought was really fucking frustrating?
I will say, yeah, it was really frustrating. I will say that I think had we like got 1 point out of this, we would have, like, I think we played well enough to get at least 1 point. And I think the fact that we didn't get any points, I think we're a little bit more pessimistic on the game.
We had 2.5 times as many shots as they did. They had 6. We
fact
had
checker
15.
There. We got new, Javier, you're on
we,
notice.
We had 7 corners. We gave them 2. Yeah. Like, damn. We just did not capitalize.
You're kicking the shit out of Javi right now on the on the producer boards. Sorry, can you read the stats back again? I'll edit it to where it's just the first read. I was just amazed that someone was actually contributing like some actual game facts to the, you know.
I'm happy to do this.
Please,
man.
Like, please.
We outshot them 2.5 times. They had 6. We had 15.
You had 15 shots. Okay.
Yeah, I'm happy with that. We just could not execute.
What about on goal?
Shots on target, 5. So
how many did they have?
4.
Okay.
Yeah.
Out of 6.
That seems like more accurate than like 15-6. Because it felt like we had a lot of shots,
again,
but nothing was like dangerous.
We were struggling, you know, once we got towards the box.
Come a little closer with the mic, Andy.
We were struggling, right. You know, yeah.
I'd be interested in possession numbers because I think it was a surprise.
So do you feel like we deserved 44. A point? We deserved a result of this game?
I think, and like the Martinez goal in the first half kind of put a downer on it, but I think we did really, really well in the first half. Mm-hmm. I thought we should have had at least 1 goal in the first half. So I think the game as a whole is like causing us to be more pessimistic on how good that first half was.
Okay,
us.
Maybe. Is the loss deserved, Andy, or did we deserve a draw?
I was expecting a point for sure. Yeah. You know, first half, you know, left a very positive impact. I was, you know, looking forward to you know, evening it back up. Again, it, you know, Martinez played smart. You know, he got into the right position at the exact right time, so I can't fault them.
He's clinical. The finishes were tight.
For
yeah.
sure. But we had a
we
lot of opportunities, and we just collapsed at the last minute, yeah. or last moment.
Should we still try to do our 3 stars of the
game?
Obviously, esteemed guest, Andy, who would you say stood out to you from Nashville as somebody that had a good game?
I have high hopes for Alistair.
Yeah.
Alistair Johnson. I think he played smart, you know, throughout the game. I noticed him in several plays, you know, he was, you know, just getting into position and, you know, just the play collapsed on him or whatnot. I was very happy. You know, he's a young kid.
He can be a piece. I mean, to step in off the, you know, MLS super draft coming from Wake Forest from the NCAA and be just, even if he's just a squad player, just a guy
for
that
sure.
can rotate, you see him in the lineup, you're not, you know, shitting your pants immediately. That's an accomplishment in itself. Who do you got, Don?
I'm going to go Lovitz.
Okay.
I thought defensively solid, but he came up and played quite a bit, and I thought some of our best chances were with him.
Lovitz is the guy, in my view, who has his stock in my mind has gone up the most since the restart. He was good in Dallas.
I'll give him that.
I'd give that and Romney. I didn't expect anything out of Romney.
I'll say it again. I think Romney has been better over the course of the whole season than Walker Zimmerman, and I count his goal he scored.
Okay.
Just saying.
I think both have been fine.
I think that speaks more to Romney. I thought.
Right, yeah.
I thought Zimmerman, I am going to wait until I see some replays and break down the replays a little bit, but I think that Zimmerman had a bad game tonight along with Randall Leal. I really do.
Is that pressure off a new contract?
I don't know. That's an interesting point. What did you make of that, Andy? I was confused. I was like, this is his first season with us. We just signed him to the contract that brought him here. Why is there a need for an immediate extension like that? And everyone's like, yes, thank God. I was like, was there a risk of, there's no risk of losing him, was there? I don't understand.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I was very ecstatic when we acquired him.
Right.
You know,
great
his
signing.
Talent is just there for
great
sure.
Pickup.
So is that a move to, you know, for the city of Nashville, hey, we are trying to build this fantastic team. This is going to be a core piece going forward. This is solidifying soccer, MLS.
There's a lot of
the
parallels,
city.
Yeah, with the way that the Preds built and the squad building. And I guess Zimmerman, I mean, yeah, it makes sense to lock a guy like that down. I just don't know why his first contract brought him here. What didn't lock him down? I don't understand what the necessity of the extension was. I still don't get it. I mean, I'm sure it's a good thing, whatever.
But I think LA had to get rid of him. Was for part of the reason. So that's
part of the reason we were able to acquire him in the first place.
Yeah, because I don't think it's...
So maybe we just upgraded whatever contract we inherited from LA when we got him.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure. I guess my star of the match probably is Bajie. I thought that he was scrapping up top, fighting really hard. He's physical. I'd like to see him maybe paired with, like, you know, maybe Randall Leal up top. Like, I don't mean to shit on him and say he's, like, useless. Maybe this isn't the way that we're going to get the best out of him, is the way he's being used right now. He is one of the only guys among, like, the forwards that has remained in the same spot every match. Think about it. Mukhtar has played off the right, played off the left, and played through the center.
Who are you talking about?
Randall Leal. He pretty much had that. He's been on the left side of midfield every single match. So I'm, you know, maybe that's putting a little bit too much pressure on him to, like, retain the ball or to create for others. Maybe just play him up top off of Bajie. Play Mukhtar off the left and let him cut inside. You can keep McCarty and Godoy in the middle and then play Johnston or whoever on the right. And it becomes kind of a 4-4-2. And Leal's more of a forward. Leal's more, he can maybe run him behind a little bit quicker. Maybe he's not super fast, like, with his sprint speed, like you said, but I think that he might have a quick burst of pace to get in behind if he's already up there playing against the center backs as, like, a forward and not as much as a winger.
This would have been really good for lineup predictions for next week.
Yeah.
Or Wednesday, I guess.
Well, yeah. So I guess, anyways, yeah. Bajie, I thought, was one of the few to leave with some credit from tonight. From Nashville. So there's our patented three stars of the match. And then I guess you want to get into previewing Orlando a little bit?
Yeah.
We're playing Orlando on Wednesday. Like we were saying earlier, not to get off of my grumpy cloud from the Atlanta game. Cool that we just got games. Bam, bam, bam. Just like back to back, right?
Yes. Pretty sweet. Obviously, you know, I think the Preds, you know, exited playoffs way early. So I'm just so happy to just have an outlet for, you know, expression and joy and, you know, solitude in the city.
It's probably a big Preds crossover fandom with Nashville SC and maybe the pod as well. And I know you are a big follower of the Preds, so – we might as well. Get on your Pred soapbox for a minute. What do you make of the Preds on the return, their swift exit from their attempt to get into the restart playoff and what happens for them now?
Man, I know they you know, got rid of Dan Muse, assistant coach. You know, our play in the playoffs was disappointing.
Keep the mic up, by the way.
Our play in the playoffs was disappointing. We are a mature team. You know, we had exciting plays, just nothing ever really developed. I know. Saros, this is his first playoffs. No, I don't think he lost it for us at all.
Is the baton officially passed to Saros now?
I think so by management. Feels like it, yeah. I did not think the city was ready for it.
Regardless of what any of us might think of it, it seems like they're ready to move on and move to Saros.
I didn't watch a lot of games, but he didn't. I feel like he didn't look that great in the playoffs.
I think he was good during the season.
He had a fantastic season.
Yeah. Keepers they split so net. Weird in the NHL. Yeah. They are.
So I was curious. You know, fans of the audience, I just love soccer and hockey. I don't care about any other sports. But with my limited knowledge of those two sports, do we believe that the goaltender position or goalie is the most tweaked in the head position out of any other player?
The club actually, Nashville SC, put out a little Twitter video this week. I was going through their Twitter to look for anything that would be newsworthy for our news section, which there really has been nothing since the last game, so there won't really be a news section of this pod, but we will hopefully get some listener questions.
We
do
have the transfer talk.
You have to check the
like potential striker
rumors. I don't even know enough about that guy to even comment. I
can still comment on it.
Rumors. Look at all these rumors. I'll plug that song
in. We'll just do a rumor section.
Yeah, that would be. I like that, and we've made some of our own rumors, which appear. We made up Weston McKennie to Southampton, and I think that's coming true. I think he might actually go.
we will probably like 80% of the rumors will just be us making shit up and seeing how far we can get.
Look
can
at all
go.
These rumors. shit, where was I?
Something about hockey. Oh, goal, the keepers.
Yeah, the so the club put out a video of, it was kind of a funny, they were just like, what's the easiest position on the field? But I actually kind of felt bad for the center backs because every single other position on the field ended up just being like, center back's the easiest position on the field. They can see everything. Like, they were basically saying like, center backs are the worst, you know, athletes on the team. But some of them said keeper, and I think maybe Jaleelani Bama or somebody had a good point, and they said keeper is maybe the easiest. However, mentally, it's the toughest position.
I think your focus has to just be there the entire match.
It's a little bit maybe like people in like American football strain. Where they shit on kickers, and it's like it's a skill that's very unique to what you do in this sport, and it makes you very different from everybody else. That doesn't make it easy, and it's very difficult in a different way, which is mentally. Yeah, and, you know, other physical
and
requirements,
you know,
of the position.
At least, you know, I feel trending in the NHL. I mean, it's probably getting lower now, but, like, there are so many talented goaltenders that are in their upper 30s, still, you know, relatively active.
I'm a pretty, like, I check in on the Preds around playoff time. That's the type of hockey
I mean,
fan I am.
Pekka
but
Lundqvist.
Uh-huh.
I think hockey goalies are definitely way more, like,
what makes a hockey,
crazier.
What makes a hockey goalie a more cerebral one versus one that's not as, like, intelligent? I guess I would think that they all are similar in the way they play. They can't really, like, offer you much in the build-up in the way that, like, a goalkeeper does in soccer, you know?
Yeah, that's fair. I would say, like, positioning's probably one.
Like, what makes Lundqvist an intelligent keeper?
Well, I'd say, like, positioning has to be one just because you have people like Dominik Hasek, who was always out of position but just made, like, circus saves.
Yeah.
Like, that was what he was known for, like, just flopping all over the blue eye. Like,
a wet fish.
But then you have, like, technically sound keepers that are, like, good, that just, like, know positioning and stuff, like, probably, like, Carey Price type stuff.
So probably. What category, then, does Pekka Rinne fall into? And how is... What is I know enough to know that Saros has been good this season, but how is he a different type of keeper than Rinne?
Pekka was I think in his like prime probably a little bit of both. Like he's very smart,
just a total package,
yes.
And he's like really in good position, but he's also very athletic.
Correct.
To where he can make like crazy saves. I remember just that one like behind the back save that he had. As I really hate the Preds, so it's hard for me to say this, but I haven't watched enough of Saros to know what his benefit is or
so
strong is.
You know, I'm you know a proponent of tall goaltenders, and Saros is only 5'10".
Really?
So, yes. So that's you know,
he fits
real
like
small,
Barnett,
right?
Personally,
I know because
they
both
short,
have the perfect body.
He's short and like they look exactly. We have a buddy Nick Barnett who sometimes is asking questions
his
on the pod.
Face, his face looks a lot like he's the West Coast plug on the pod, but yeah, his face looks a lot like Juice Saros.
Yeah, and then they also are very short. Sorry, Barnett. Yeah.
5'10 is above average height, so why don't you chill out?
Oh, yeah. I forgot you're also
I don't need your
sure.
height. I'm just below average, basically average height, so chill out on that. Anyways, Juice Saros, we were saying?
Yes. So, you know, to get where he is right now, forgive me, I believe he's 24.
Okay.
You know, that's, you know, yes, there's been a lot of talented young goaltenders lately, Vasilevsky, Binnington, for sure. But, you know, I think he's earned his position. I also think that he hasn't dethroned Pekka.
Huh.
But they also have a super tight bond. I don't know for how long, but Saros lived with Pekka
really?
In his house for his first, at least, probably season, probably longer, though. They have a very father-son relationship.
Well.
So I think just the inherent trust. So Pekka is impermeable by, you know, who's getting the play decision, you know, to go in. So Pekka's doing that role very well, and it's like a mentor role. So you
right,
know,
it seems like Saros is the succession plan for like Pekka is aging, phase him out.
Mm-hmm.
They split the minutes like they kind of did this season, right?
Yeah,
and then this is Saros is taking over.
Correct.
For after him. Damn, I think it says something about this Nashville SC game that we're just dying to talk about the Preds or anything else because
yeah.
It was extremely frustrating. But just to move on
where
from
was
that.
Going?
Nowhere. I think
we were talking about the tweaked out goalies.
Oh, yeah.
It was going to go into an Orlando City preview, perhaps, though.
Oh, we didn't cover that.
Sorry?
We have not.
We have not covered that.
The goal was we've been talking about it. Sorry.
No, the game. The Orlando City game. We haven't talked
about
it
yet. we should do that now. We saw a lot of Orlando in the MLS's back tournament in Orlando.
Well, they made it to the final.
Did you catch much of the MLS's
Negative,
back tournament?
No.
Yeah, no, not everyone did. I think Orlando made it to the... Did Orlando win
it? They did make it to the final.
They made it to the final. They lost Portland.
I think
Portland.
They lost to Portland.
They did. Do you think Orlando is one of the better teams in the league off of that run, or was there some hometown magic maybe going on?
I don't know if there's hometown magic. I think it's similar to like any tournament. Like it's kind of like anyone's game. Like crazy shit's going to happen, and Orlando took advantage of it.
The best team is not always going to win a single elimination tournament, even though there was more to it than that. There's
a
group stage.
They still play
the
group. But once it gets in like the round of 16, like, I mean, it's anyone's game. So I necessarily want to like judge them off of that tournament. I still think they're probably a pretty decent team, maybe. I don't think they're as good as the tournament.
Have you watched Nani in MLS yet for Orlando?
No,
he's good. He's good in the tournament. I'd seen him a little bit. For me as an MLS fan, I haven't really watched MLS much before we had Nashville in the league. Nani sort of broke out to me, though. He was like probably the MVP of the tournament and like really spurred them on, and he's played really well, and I think he'll definitely create some problems for us. I don't know if Dom Dwyer is healthy yet. He ended up not seeing out the tournament in Orlando. I think he got hurt early on. Donald, I'm looking to you for some help here.
I didn't watch a lot of game. Oh, yeah.
Is Dom Dwyer going to be back for this game?
Don't know.
Maybe if Javier...
I don't think Orlando... I don't think has played a game yet, so it's kind of they play tonight.
Should we just jump straight to a prediction? What do you think?
Cut this part out.
How do you think? How do you think Nashville responds from tonight? Would you expect them to?
Dom Dwyer's not even in the lineup.
Okay, so they wouldn't have the lineup posted, but
no, they're playing. Like he's not in the.
He's not on the tonight.
Bench. He's not on the bench or the starting lineup.
Okay, he's hurt then. Yeah.
We need to put our cleats into the earth. And be aggressive.
Yeah.
We should have won this game, or at least, each got a point. We played strong. We just could not execute. So we have to make that leap to be able to execute in the box.
Something I meant to bring up on, the game, but do we look into Lancaster?
Shoot. So, apparently Cameron Lancaster scored some – incredible goals at First Tennessee in our last season in USL last year. He's playing really well for Louisville right now in USL, and I think we confirmed earlier while we were watching the game that he is a Nashville SC player still.
Correct.
Would it be crazy to look at like bringing him back from his loan in USL and come back to the roster? That won't happen, right?
I don't think it will, but I mean, I think at this point when no one outside of a common you're like front four on both starting and subs have done anything. Like, I mean, you got to think of something. And Baji, Don Lottie, and Rios haven't done anything.
I wouldn't rule it out. There's probably reasons they can't do it. There's probably they would owe Louisville money or something like that.
I don't know how the loan stuff works here. Yeah.
Oh, one thing I wanted to hit on from a news perspective is it looks like the club has figured out the issues with the games being on. MyTV 30.
Yeah.
They're going to be available on like our streaming services now. There won't be that blackout issue that people had trying to watch the game where everybody had to run out to Lowe's like Javi and get like a HD antenna. So my question is, when we were concerned about that, myself and some other people, we were like, why are people don't get mad at the club for this? This isn't their fault. They don't have any control over this.
That's the network issue.
Well, the club appears to have fixed it. Now I'm asking myself.
Did they say?
Do they have some ability to prevent this from happening?
Because Ben posted a tweet like right after we got the MyTV 30 like agreement.
The news where it was going to be available for streaming locally.
He did tweet. So I think even the club was under the impression that this was going to be streamed through there. And I'm curious. It was probably a lot of MLS coming in and being like, "Here's all our money, get this shit figured out and fix it." So I don't know if it was strictly Nashville SC that got it done. I feel like MLS probably Don Garber came in personally and talked to him.
I mean, he'd have a vested interest of the new expansion.
Right,
team,
and I meant to bring this up when we were talking about the Preds, because with the Preds being out, I think this is like the perfect time where there's limited sports going on, which I guess not so much anymore, but to get those, because I do think hockey and soccer are like super similar as far as like you have a goalkeeper and you have defense and you have forwards and stuff like that, to like get some of those Preds fans to get interested in our team. So I think getting the streaming service will be super useful for the team.
So Orlando City predictions, what do you think happens? Or you want to just throw out a score? What do you think?
I'll start. I do think they change up the lineup. I won't be shocked if like one of Liao and Mukhtar come off the bench. But I do hope to see Akam starting and Johnson moving to the right back or coming off on a sub, whether it be the right back or the wing spot. But I'd like to see Akam so we can get more pace, because it does seem like Baji's just up there by himself and doesn't have anyone else coming up to help or anything.
He could have used support tonight.
Yeah, so I think
I'm ready to see Akam get a start. I agree.
And then, so personally me, I'd go Johnston as the right back, and then same midfield, and then Akam starting with the same forwards.
Maybe. What do you want to see? What do you expect to see in the Orlando game Wednesday?
I would like a shake-up, like not a hard shake-up, you know, just a soft martini shake our forward group. Yeah.
We'll see it.
I do think, you know, we had a lot of, you know, firecracker moments. We just, our play dematerialized, you know, once we entered the box, or we missed a couple, you know, passes. There was one where it just went like an X. So I would like some corrections as far as the forwards.
I think Nani gets a hat trick and we lose 4-0. That's my prediction.
Score prediction, I'm going to go 1-2 Orlando City. I'm probably being pessimistic because we just lost. But, yeah, I think me and you both went opposite directions from the last game, because we went super high to, like, now just – this team sucks.
Yeah, I'm realizing I'm just completely reactionary. Whatever my last feeling was of the last game, I'm just like, oh, we're going to win 6-0.
And Inter Miami's
we're going to lose 0-4.
Inter Miami's about to win against Orlando.
Okay.
I guess we'll probably put
What's the score line there?
3-2. Oh. So Orlando knows how to score. Inter Miami can score goals, apparently.
Nashtrill asked, do you think we will ever score another goal? Andy, your thoughts?
Are we getting
Yes, there's 15 matches left in the season.
It's a good point,
but just mathematically, I feel it's impossible not to score.
A good chance. Speaking of goals, Miami 3, Orlando City 2 right now in this game we just flicked on.
Yeah, Orlando minute. Yeah. Andy with a realistic take. I'm gonna say no. This is it.
Yeah.
That last Akam goal was it for us. That's done.
We're done. Yeah, I mean, that would be the funniest scenario. I think that was our only listener question.
Are we doing listener questions now?
Well, that was it.
Just jump in.
I pulled up Nashville. Yeah. Well, yeah. You were, you know.
Okay.
What did the Reddit do anything, or have you been?
We
banned?
We did get a question on Reddit.
Let's go. What do we got?
One question.
Shout them out.
And I do have Carly's corner.
Carly's question corner is the new Andy's question corner.
Ooh. We're gonna fight once you get back in town, there, Carly.
Yep.
What was I doing?
You were getting questions from Reddit.
Oh, RDS is here, but big question: who is the best option at right back, then right midfield? So
you have thoughts on the right back position?
Yeah, I think I would do either one. To me, there's not much of a like difference between how Anababa has looked and Alistair Johnson and the like 20 minutes of game that we got of Alistair Johnson in the right back spot. So I'd go one of those two, and then the right mid, which is kind of what they've been playing now, but I guess if you were to do like Akam, he'd probably be your more traditional wing, because Alistair plays a little bit further back.
I'm just gonna hit retweet. I agree with all that, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we were discussing this, you know, prior to the start of the podcast, but you know, Trent Alexander-Arnold, you know, just that type of ability and agility in a right back is fantastic. Which,
also, so, we don't have anyone near Trent. Well, Alistair,
clearly,
Alistair being like, but, playing on the wing, I guess he does have that potential to be You're more like offensive right back.
The fullback position, right back, left back, has totally changed a lot. Even in my, you know, relatively short time as a fan of watching, you know, pro soccer, European soccer, whatever. And a lot of those guys now are, they were forwards. They were the best player on their teams as a kid. And for whatever reason, got converted back into defenders. You know, Trent Alexander-Arnold becomes a right back and Danny Rose becomes a left back, but they were wingers in their past or whatever. And you definitely want to see more from those guys. I will say, you know, once again, that Lovitz at left back has been good.
Yeah, that didn't answer the right back question.
What was the question again? Sorry, my foot's cramping.
we were trying to discuss like an exciting, dynamic, fast-paced, you know, fullback position, and we were, you know, I was hoping, you know, that change of potential mentality, you know, with Trent Alexander-Arnold, just, you know, being so zippy, you know, he's up there just with
he's
the
such
forwards.
A good passer too, for sure. So good on the ball. I'm actually a fan a lot of the time of when and if a formation, you know, a back four is sort of asymmetrical and one of the fullbacks is more attacking. And so, like Liverpool, for example, Trent Alexander-Arnold on the right, Andy Robertson on the left, a fellow Andy. They are both wingers. They're, you know,
Reece James.
Overlapping constantly. But like the way Tottenham has played under Mourinho, you'll see one of the fullbacks for us, it's been the left back, Ben Davies. He sits back more in possession, and then one of them is more of an attacking fullback, and it's typically been Serge Aurier on the right for Tottenham. But I think I would like to continue with Andy Babes right back to be the more defensive right back because I think he's played as a center back as well. He's a little bigger. He's not going to be pumping in crosses and overlapping and getting upfield too far, but I like him as sort of like a center back that plays right back as a Chelsea fan, Bronislav Ivanovic, that type of guy, you know, super solid, although he ended up getting into the box and putting away some chances too in his time. But I think Lovitz being the one attacking fullback, I want to see it be Lovitz right now because when he is getting forward right now, I think he's been effective.
Yeah,
he's been
okay. So you want to see Andy Baba? I don't think we have a Trent Alexander-Arnold type player. So I think with what we have, like Andy Baba or Al, I do think we have them. I think they can both be good.
But I feel better about the right back position though now than I did before the restart.
Yeah,
I thought previously you were gonna say, we had only seen the two games of Eric Miller, which were a little tough.
I thought you were going to say better than the left back, and I was like, wait.
No. Although, yeah, no.
No,
Lovitz has been good. Yeah, for sure.
No, okay, better than when we started, yes. I do also feel better. To me, our only question right now is, which we haven't seen a comp starting in the wing, so it would be the right wing, and the striker spot is where I think our issue is.
But you can't – you got to – Baji has to play right now, I think.
Again, I'm not blaming on him. I'm just saying those are the two spots where, like, if we get another DP, that I would be like, yeah.
I think we got problems going forward. I don't know that – Baji
is the problem. I agree.
Dropping to the bench would make any of them.
No, I agree. I think it's no one's getting in the ball, but we'll see.
They just don't seem on the same page. Maybe it's his fault. Maybe he's doing something different than what they work on.
Yeah, there was a lot of balls to Baji that were not direct to
him. But you could see it. He'd go one way, they'd send the ball the other, and he's like, come on. He's looking back. He's like, this is not what we've worked on. This is not where I was expecting to receive the ball. It's one of those things we can't know. All right, well, we'll see how Orlando goes on Wednesday. Just so folks have more of a feeling for you as a soccer fan, Andy, kill, fuck, marry, Clint Dempsey, Landon Donovan, Michael Bradley.
I know Andy enough to know he's not a U.S. national team fan.
Oh, okay. Well, then I need three other people.
Well, like, you've been to the games, but, like,
well,
you're like...
everyone knows that.
I know all of those players.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Okay. You do know him. Okay. I was just saying, because you, every time you're like, I don't want to, like, you're not super patriotic.
Oh, no, for sure.
To where, like, when I'm like, let's go to, like, watch the U.S. men's national team, like, you'd rather watch Nashville SC than the U.S. men's national team.
For sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
but no.
I was going to say, I don't know if he's going to know all of them, but he does. So.
Sounds like, yeah, we're good to go. So, kill, fuck, marry, Clint Dempsey, Landon Donovan, Michael Bradley.
There's only one right answer to this in my mind.
Really?
Yeah.
The only one I know, sorry, go ahead.
I don't mean to start out morbid, but I would kill off Michael Bradley.
Okay. Not the way I'd go, but
yeah,
we'll get
into that. No, like I like him for sure. He's
very
an
boring,
amazing
yeah.
player.
I think I'm fucking Michael Bradley actually in mind. But you finish yours. Go ahead.
Oh,
I think we're all three different answers on this.
Wow, nice. Okay.
I would probably marry Landon Donovan.
Okay.
And
yeah. So then you're fucking Clint Dempsey. Yeah, I'm fucking Clint Dempsey as well, but I'm going to kill Landon Donovan. Cause
all right, so now we're on the right answer.
As great of a player as he is, I feel like he's a little bit of an annoying guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit like little man syndrome, maybe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. And then...
cut the theatrics.
I would marry Michael Bradley. I think he'd be an incredibly dedicated partner.
Yeah.
He seems like...
So we have the same answer, okay. Which I said was the only right answer.
Well, yeah,
to me, I feel like, yeah.
Now that I know it was my answer, of course it was the right answer.
If you're fucking anyone, like, Dempsey's a fucking freak, man. Have you seen the way that guy dresses?
He'd be good to be married to as well, though.
No, I think
I caught like six bass today. Yeah. He's just a redneck that Bradley wants to do white boy rap and fish for like bass. He's such a funny guy to me.
Bradley, and it might just be like your typical like, It's what like every American midfielder probably is described as, like, just your dependable, like, he doesn't do anything just special. Solid.
Literally the coach's son game.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, yeah. Now I like Michael Bradley a lot. He's my favorite player for the US ever, probably.
So that's, to me, I was like, yeah, Bradley's the most dependable. Like, he seems like
he would be a devoted partner.
Yeah. Like, he's who you marry. And then to me, I'm biased.
He'd be a generous lover.
Donovan, but you kill Donovan.
Yeah, you'd kill Donovan, I think.
Yeah.
You can't. You don't want to see. Clint Dempsey needs to live on in this world, I think.
Yeah, you're fucking Clint Dempsey.
Yeah, I am. Like, it's true. In my mind. If only in my dreams.
I do have more listener questions. But
oh, hit us. Cool. What you got?
I didn't know if you were doing that.
Sorry. Yeah, go ahead. I needed to know.
Did we want to talk about U.S. Nationals team while we're on the subject before I get into this?
Maybe. What do we have on that?
So we had the drawing of the new Hex, which it's not a Hex because you play eight teams.
Now is it the Octagon?
Yeah, it's the Octo.
Who do we got in the Octagon? Can you back up and describe what the Hexagon is and what this qualifying is for?
Yeah,
for
people so normally when you qualify, you go in the Hex, which is like six teams that make it through a tournament.
The U.S. men's national team in... the CONCACAF region, which is like North America, Central America.
Yeah, typically, CONCACAF.
That's how we're grouped as a region, so we do competitions against each other as a region, and then this is like a certain number of teams will come out of that CONCACAF region into the World Cup, and we do World Cup qualifying as a part of this, what has been six teams, and they call it the Hex previously.
Yeah, so they have a bunch of like mini tournaments pretty much of some of the smaller countries, and then it basically gets down to your final six teams. And those six teams will basically round robin each other and play each other twice. One home, one away. And then the top, do we qualify two? Top two qualifying?
I think it's three, actually.
I feel like it's two.
I don't know. I mean, however I described it a minute ago, it was probably like 50% right.
So the top, we'll say two or three teams come out of that and qualify for the World Cup. So now we just did the drawing for... Uh-huh. The next World Cup,
so
which is
2022. World Cup qualifying, who we're playing to try to get in the World
Cup. Yeah, they're doing
eight
teams instead of six, and it's going to be like a pool, like six different pools, I think, play each other, and then three teams out of those pool come into the Octo with us.
So who's coming into the Octagon with us?
So the for sure teams now are like, you have Mexico, like you basically have the best CONCACAF team, so U.S., Mexico, Jamaica, Costa Rica, and one other team I can't think of.
All right, so let me put it to you this way, since we're in the Octagon. There's one qualifying spot left for the World Cup, and we have to put Christian Pulisic into the Octagon for a mixed martial arts match against Carlos Vela for U.S. versus Mexico, who is going to qualify for the World Cup, who is going to come away with either a knockout or a judge's decision in their favor in the MMA matchup of Christian Pulisic and Carlos Vela.
It's Vela.
It's Vela?
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll pull some like, you know, jiu-jitsu move. It'll be a tap out.
And you know I love
You
know I love Pulisic, but it's Vela.
You think Vela fucking taps out Pulisic?
That's all I could see, man.
Pulisic is gonna like throw in a bunch of leg kicks and shit. He's just gonna like
He'll probably get injured halfway through.
Pulisic is gonna like learn jiu-jitsu and like take down Vela, dude. I can't believe you guys don't have faith in our Lord and Savior Christian, especially you as a fan of
yeah
of them. Damn. Well, should we wrap it up? We've been going for an
hour.
I
never got to the questions.
What's the fucking questions? You talking about these Reddit questions? Fucking ask them.
Oh, Javier, Big Dick Hav.
Big Dick Javi.
Asked.
By the way, we're too hot for radio. This podcast is not suitable for work.
Yeah.
Congrats
to Farmer,
what can I
though.
Say?
Shout
no,
out to
it's
them.
Yeah, it's cool. It's good.
Javier asks, what the fuck happened?
Yeah. In this, he's talking about this game. I think the story of the game was first 30 minutes. We had some promising counterattacks, had numbers forward, and they sputtered out. And then we got hit with a couple pieces of lethal finishing from a really, really high-quality player, and we deserved to lose in my book.
Carly asks, are your favorite players performing like you thought? Like, for me, coming in was Liao, and I think he's been disappointing than what I thought. Randall.
I only picked out players to be like the ones I enjoyed to watch the most as like my favorite, quote unquote.
Like, who are you most excited for coming into the season?
Well, that's a good question. I was excited to see how Walker Zimmerman would be, and so far I would say it's a mixed bag. I was excited to see how Leal would be, and I'm disappointed. I was excited to see how Mukhtar would be, and I would say it's a mixed bag.
I was really looking for more of an impact from him.
From Mukhtar?
Mukhtar, yeah. Like, you know, I think he is a good player, and, it might just be some chemistry developing or whatever. But he just didn't make a noticeable impact as often. I mean, it was rare.
If you didn't know anything about, like, what a designated player was or anything, if you just were a neutral watching that team play in any of their games this season, would you pick out Hani Mukhtar and say, that's the best player on the team? He's the star player. He's got the big contract. I don't think I would.
No, but I mean, your eyes, you know, always look for the glitter. Your eyes are going to gravitate for who's flashy. And I was expecting him to be flashy, but, you know, I haven't seen it yet. You know, I hope he lives up to my expectations of him. But, well, I don't know. I don't think he's a bad player. He's not, you know, causing a negative.
Anytime we criticize players, we have been prefacing it with, yeah. Like, this is a small sample size of games still so far. You can't write any player off or say they're shit or say they're not going to work in the system, you know, for a while now. But, I mean, you know, I think it's fair to criticize people when they, you know, Hani Mukhtar hasn't made the team a ton better, in my view. I don't think that's a mean or, you know, or a hot take thing to say.
No, that's rather accurate, yeah.
Next question, would you rather live without music or television? I think I know everyone's
I don't
answer,
need,
but well, mine's music.
You'd rather live without music?
Which is probably shocking for, like, a film minor, but...
Television, can I have live sports? Because I only use TV for sports.
Agreed, that's all I do, but, I mean, if I had to draw the line, music, 1,000%.
Yeah. I mean, I'd take
music as well.
I take music over everything. Like, that I would keep music.
If you could live in a country, which would you pick?
In concert right now.
What?
If you were living in another country,
if
which
I could
one?
Live in a country, I'd do
another live. Country, which one would you pick, or which country would you pick?
I don't know, man.
So, I'm picking Ireland. I'm probably going to file for dual citizenship if we have a bad fall.
You've been talking about Ireland for a while.
Yeah,
what do about it.
Barnett, or not Barnett.
I've been to Scotland, and I loved
Edinburgh
it.
Is awesome.
I was in Edinburgh, dude.
Yeah, dude. You could throw up next to some random stranger, and he just walks by, pats you on the back, and he just goes on.
I didn't really get to go out and experience it like that, but they have, like, the University of Edinburgh has, like, doctoral programs that I've looked at, which I probably won't ever do that, but, like, I've looked at different ways. I'd be like, how could I engineer living in Edinburgh? Because it's really
cool. You're going to pick a fucking country, man?
I don't know. Scotland, I guess.
Okay. She told me I can't pick any Asian countries. She got very mad at me for admitting that I have an Asian thing on the pod.
Yeah, you love talking about that.
I'd probably go Netherlands just because Amsterdam is probably my favorite city I've been to.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, friggin'.
I have yet to make it to the motherland.
Yeah, I need to. I've heard Amsterdam is beautiful.
Yeah.
To answer the question seriously, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. Actually, Scotland's pretty cool. I think once you're in Europe. It's crazy. I think a lot of us over here don't realize how close everything is over there. So, like, my cousin Ben, he's actually like an expat technically. Like, he, I don't know if there's a technical definition of what being an expat is, but he lives in Prague, like Prague in the Czech Republic is home to him now. He did like the teach English as a second language type thing.
Yeah.
Stayed over there, and he's just like, yeah, at a certain point, he was there for like 4 or 5 years. We were like, do you live in Prague now? He's like, Prague is home to me. He went to, you know, Michigan State. He's from America, and then he did that and was just like, oh, I want to be here. But the crazy thing is, he has now been everywhere in Europe, because everything is, once you're over there in Europe, everything is so close. And like, we drive 300 miles to get to, you know, Gatlinburg or something like that. But if you do that when you live in, you know, London, yeah, you're going to be in Paris.
Well, but they all have trains too.
Yeah, they also take trains.
Yeah, like they're
jealous. You get to experience all these cool different places over, if you're over
there. No, they are just old, mature cities. So they realized, hey, we need to figure out this mass transit. And they're all just so localized. Nashville needs mass transit.
Dude, so amen.
Yours was what city?
Or
what country?
So,
Scotland?
My point is, if you put me anywhere in Europe, the cool thing is that's the easy launching point to go check out everything else.
That wasn't the question.
Edinburgh, Scotland is my answer. I've said it 3 times. Go ahead.
What is yours?
I said Amsterdam, but Netherlands was the country I picked.
Yeah.
I
want to live in Bruges.
Have you seen the movie In Bruges?
No.
Fucking wicked.
Who's the director of that?
I can't tell you, but it's Colin.
It's like
Colin
action,
Farrell,
like
and
a big action thing, right?
Not really. No. It's two assassins that meet in Bruges after a job.
Yeah,
and they have to lie low for like 36 hours or 72 hours, and like stuff just gets weird and crazy, and it's a really cool movie.
Have you watched any good movies lately?
Yes.
What'd you watch?
But I don't remember. Oh, I rewatched Jojo Rabbit.
Yeah, I need to watch that.
Best movie in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember.
I haven't had any good ones in a while. I need to check it out. Anyways, reticues anymore?
Oh, I would say also Philippines would be number two.
So were there Reddit questions, or are we just on Carly now?
We already asked the Reddit questions. We have one last question from Barnett or Cali Plug.
West Coast Plug.
He says, why is Arsenal going to be better than Chelsea?
Oh, geez. Shut the fuck up. I'm editing this out. No.
Why is Arsenal going to be better than Chelsea and Tater Tots or whoever Josh likes?
Jesus fucking Christ. Yeah, our friend Barnett
a little below the belt.
He's getting into soccer. He's like, I want to follow a Premier League club. What do you guys think? And he was like, what can you tell me about Arsenal? And we're just like, because we both like other London teams. He's not like Tommy, like Chelsea. So it's like, they kind of suck. And he's like, well, the fact that it would make me an immediate rival to both of you guys makes me want to consider them. And that's the last time we've talked about this. And then now he chimes in with this question of like, oi, mate, I'm a bloody gooner for life. And like...
unbiased, it was the probably like looking at the table. If you wanted like a mid-table team, because you don't want to be a bandwagon guy,
yeah.
Like Arsenal's the team to pick
right now, maybe. Yeah, he could have. I don't know. Whatever.
I mean, I would say just play FIFA.
Yeah,
like, you know.
That's
how
we told him to get FIFA. He asked us. He was like, "How can I pick a team?"
And just figure out what team you like playing with.
Sure. Yeah.
That's how we. I think most of us got into it because I like playing with Chelsea.
And, yeah, no doubt.
Let me check Reddit one more time.
I hope you're not a Ducks fan. Sorry.
Maybe Fess Eddie asked the question.
He just got out there to the West Coast. Mm. He just recently became the West Coast Plug, so I don't think he's a Ducks fan yet.
Fess Eddie did not reply to my Reddit question.
You're just going to get just sniped out.
Nothing yet, so we'll see.
So I did have one last question.
Andy's question corner! Let's do it!
Yeah, what are your questions?
Live 80s question corner. Dog, hit us. Hit us with the rapid-fire questions.
So, should the boot color match the uniform?
You got to go, like, bright, neon pink.
But I hate when some do. Like, if four players are similar, bright yellow, whatnot.
Yeah, I think it's a little weird because our jerseys are so bright that if they were, like, neutral colors, that, like, you definitely go bright shoe color.
Yeah.
So maybe with like our yellows, maybe you go a neutral color because our jerseys are so bright.
With our bright yellow, you got to be bright pink or bright green.
Yeah, bright yellow.
I think if you're a defender, you should only wear black boots. And then I think if you're an attacker, you should be like highlighter pink or like highlighter green. Yeah, and if you're a forward and you're not wearing that shit, you're not good. Everyone knows it.
Any other questions?
Andy's question corner, dude. I know you got more cues. You had some good ones during the game. I meant to like write them down.
This is why you save it for the pod.
I know. Save it for the pod. Donald was, Donald didn't even let us
talk
to each
other. But you
only
let us get like a little faint.
As soon as you start
flimmer.
To say something, like save for the pod.
Yeah, we couldn't at least even develop.
Neither one of us write anything down. So
it's like we could just say it again, but then, I think we know that our brains are so weak that like once you manage to get that thought out, it's just gone. There's no chance that you would have the cognitive ability to return to a thought you had previously. So You're probably right on that front.
Cool.
Damn.
Any other cues?
Closing thoughts? Any?
Again, appreciate y'all having me.
Dog, Andy, open invite.
Pretty good time.
We'll bring you back. Also, if you ever just want to jump on, we're going to be doing these, I guess, twice a week now, which is pretty cool. For sure. So if you're ever like, you know, let's just do this again. Just watch the game and record.
For the midweek games, do we want to do like rapid reaction pod? Or wait till like Sunday and do two games? Similar to like the last pod.
I think the weekends like this, maybe we could do like the instant reacts. And then, because during the week, we never know. I know me and you were trying to, you know, get hot again. And so we're running stairs and shit during the week.
Josh, I feel like you're getting a little more motivated now to do pods.
Yeah. No.
You're getting them out like one day after we record.
This is good, right?
Which was like before, it was like a week.
You're right. Yeah, you're totally right.
So,
yeah.
Well, all right. So I do have one criticism, and I believe it's on you, Josh.
Oh, boy.
So I apologize. I've not listened to the most recent podcasts. Donald used to tell me every time a
this is
going to
cut me
dropping.
So deep. Just do it. Just do it quick.
So, rumor has it, a lot of the most recent podcasts were discussing and reviewing and giving your take on famed soccer movies.
True.
And you did not get to The Big Green. I am terribly disappointed. That is a very naughty decision.
That was on him. So that was correct blame on him.
Was on me. Kind of, you didn't watch it either. No.
No, we didn't because you said you didn't want to do movies
so
anymore.
So the Paradise Pod goes to the movie series, which was getting us through quarantine. Yeah.
I three episodes. That
Big,
was it.
Big Green was the next one. And I rented it on Apple and I let my rental, expire. It was like $2 or whatever. And then I went back to it. I found a free rip of it on YouTube and I got halfway through and I was just like, I was just physically beaten down with having to watch, because the unfortunate thing is all those movies were children's movies, which is what
for
you
sure.
don't think about when you're watching them. But Paradise Pod Goes to the Movies was fun, and we should return to it at some point. And so I guess you would, I tell you what, we will watch The Big Green and we'll do Paradise Pod Goes to the Movies again, and we'll have you on to discuss.
I would look forward to that. Yeah.
That's my response.
I mean, there's some movies that just have a scene that you just can't get over.
I never saw it.
Save it for the pod. Save it for the pod.
No, let him do it.
So at one point, the sheriff is trying to curry favor with a bunch of these 12-year-old kids,
man,
that want to play soccer.
Yeah.
And I forget the current circumstances of it, but pretty much they end up, he allows them to drive the car in a field, and that 5 minutes of these 12-year-olds trying to drive a car, you see eight kids piled in the back, so he just bounces it off all around. It's terribly hilarious.
It seemed like it was probably going to be a good one, but
Seth recommended it. It was his recommendation, so he liked it, and you said it was your favorite soccer movie, so...
I'll tell you what,
Josh.
Now that the Paradise Pod family has, we got me, you, Javi, Seth, and now Andy, so now we have a potential of five
Karen,
people
kind of.
That could jump in. Karen, I guess, is on it too, 5.5. I wonder what type of 5 microphone setups we could
we're
cook
not
up.
Doing that.
We could. We should. This makes me want to do.
I probably have more mics.
This is 4 input little thing, there's probably some kind of splitter situation we could figure out. I don't know.
I mean, yeah, whatever.
Anyways, the point is the Paradise Pod La Familia, the brand is strong and the team is strong. The team continues to grow. Andy, once again, thank you so much for joining us. I guess we can wrap this one up. Anything else we got to hit?
Yeah, check Twitter one last time. No questions.
All right.
Twitter this week on the hot seat.
What?
Our Twitter squad, our Twitter people.
What? This week was a good week on Twitter.
No, we only got one question.
I should have done it at halftime of the game.
Yeah, probably.
But that's on me. Right. Hand up on that one.
Hand up.
All right, fam.
Any shout-outs this week?
Andy's my shout-out of the week. Thanks for coming on again.
I'm shout-out Toilet Soup again.
Toilet Soup again.
He gets our listens up, so he's
true.
Honorary third.
Keep spamming the Reddit. Us and Toilet Soup are going to... Never mind. We respect the mods. All right. We're going to peace out. We will see y'all this week when we suffer
week.
A disappointing loss. Want to end it with it? All right. Bye-bye.